This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. As you've heard before on the show, Puerto Rico is in a mountain of debt, more than $70 billion, and it has another big payment due next week. Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla announced today that he'll default on some of that debt, but Puerto Rico will make the payment on general obligation bonds, the debt with the strongest legal protections, and arguably the most important debt to keep current on. Puerto Rico cannot legally declare bankruptcy, so unless Congress acts, that's not an option. Marketplace's Andy Euler is here to tell us what all this means. Hey, Andy.
Hey.
So how do we get here?
Well, it depends on who you ask, but a lot of people point to essentially U.S. tax code. So for a century, the federal government was granting big tax incentives to companies that would either be based in Puerto Rico or had subsidiaries there, and you would get even more tax benefit from having a business there on the island. What was happening then was tons of jobs were being created, pharmaceuticals, manufacturing, things like that. They decided to phase that out in 06, and jobs ended and poverty increased and people ended up leaving the island.
So what's going to happen early next week?
So a lot of accounting procedures, it sounds like. They're going to make a payment. But the way that they're going to do it is essentially taking money from the budget to pay the debt. So you have infrastructure projects, you have highway projects, things like that. But they're not going to commit those dollars that had been committed in the budget to those projects. What they're going to do is pay this debt now.
As Puerto Rico pulls more and more money from these infrastructure projects, from its budget, how's it affecting people in Puerto Rico?
So 100 schools have already closed. The utilities have massive debt. So you're talking about, whether or not the water can stay on, whether or not you're actually going to have electricity in houses in a lot of parts of Puerto Rico. And then there's just not investment for businesses that actually want to start there in Puerto Rico and have more jobs essentially there on the island and have money stay on the island. I talked to a woman who's a businesswoman there about exactly this.
We in Puerto Rico, of course, are in a funk. Because we just lost $50 billion of our personal money. Our banks have dropped. The preferred shares of our banks have dropped. Our real estate has dropped. And now our bonds have dropped.
That's Myrna Rivera. She's a business consultant there on the island.
And she talks about losing personal wealth.
Right.
How is this affecting the personal wealth of Puerto Ricans?
Well, first of all, a lot of residents bought a lot of these bonds, and those have lost value. And people who live in Puerto Rico now aren't confident to invest in Puerto Rico because they just don't know where that money's going to go. So if you're wealthy in Puerto Rico, if you have money in Puerto Rico, you're not spending it there. But a lot of the population just doesn't have a lot of money. 45% of the population is under the poverty line. And so, the governor's saying, we're not worried about the rich people in Puerto Rico. We're not worried about that. We're worried about people that, like I said, don't have access to water and don't have access to electricity. And, he should be worried about that. But what's happening to that money in Puerto Rico is that it's leaving.
What's it mean for those of us who aren't in Puerto Rico?
What's going to happen is it could potentially shake up the bond markets, and it's something akin to what was happening in Detroit a couple of years ago where, if a municipality can't, or a state or a commonwealth can't pay back its debt, then you have to think about kind of the value of those bonds. Now, Congress is essentially being asked to figure out what's going to happen if and when these bonds are defaulted on.
Marketplace's Andy Euler, thanks so much.
Thank you.